Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. And now I want to give you some ways that you can connect with us and interact with us. Our podcast website is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog address is aclosserlookouat.roniezone.com. Our new email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our voicemail line is 657-333-0626. Our Twitter address is @OUAT Podcast. If you want to reach us on Facebook, our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. So thank you for connecting to us and interacting with us. And now, on with the show. Well, the clock says 9:04, so that means it's time for the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast First Thoughts episode. My name is Jeff Roni, and I am going to do this solo this evening. So we're going to be talking about the Fruit of the Poisonous Tree episode. So we're going to be going through a list of things that I noticed, and some of the items I think I'll either leave off or we'll talk more in depth when Colleen is back on the regular podcast episode. So the first thing I noticed was Henry had some buried treasure. So we all know that Lee Ehrenberg is also in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And so I just thought it was kind of funny that there is some buried treasure. So the castle that was where Emma and Henry would have their little discussions and sit out there. Henry said that that was their secret. And so that term, the castle secret, will kind of put away and it'll come back later. But I thought it was kind of a sweet thing in that, you know, he is finally kind of sharing things with her and their little secret, and that's where they meet and that's where they talk. So I noticed that Mary Margaret has a cell phone. And like I mentioned, I think last week, is I see things kind of quickly coming more more recent, more things that you would see in recent times away from the mid-80s or whenever the Storybrooke time was frozen. So the first thing I noticed when I saw Sydney's counterpart, Jeannie, is it looked like the I Dream of Jeannie bottle, but it was actually the Aladdin's, or the lamp, let's say. So he goes through the three wishes. I didn't write them all down, but, you know, obviously that's kind of a classic thing. And Snow White's father finds the lamp there on the beach. And I think that's another classic story where it's on the beach and it's kind of a magical place. And there's this lamp. So the genie wants to be free, and that's another kind of tip of the hat to Aladdin, and it's probably in another version of the story as well. But also the people in Storybrooke want to be free as well. So there's this kind of connection. And if you notice, there's so many different kind of, some people call them echoes, but it's the sameness. And you'll see people in one certain circumstance, they'll start talking about something and you'll think, well, that sounds just like Storybrooke or whatever. And throughout this episode, there's people that are imprisoned or captured or caught, or, and they want to be free and they want to be set free and all this kind of thing. So if you listen for things like that, remember when we talked about the Emma being the savior and kind of putting on your savior goggles. And when you watch Emma, you can see different steps that a savior or hero, let's say, would do. You can also see people who are imprisoned and caught and trapped and all this. When you hear these words, you say, okay, that's a theme running through it. So, and it was interesting being brought up, making a wish comes with a price. So again, it's kind of similar to magic, using magic. So Jeannie wants to search for true love. And that's another theme running through this show. And the castle was destroyed, and that's what Henry loved. And so it's another carryover to what the Evil Queen said. Everything that you loved will be ripped away and taken away from you. And also, it kind of reminded me a bit of the destruction that happened with the sinkhole, a little bit, in that something was taken away and removed and destroyed. So of popping in this microphone tonight. So, and then Regina said, learn your place in this town or you won't, soon you won't be in it. And so I thought that was kind of interesting, is your place. Everybody has a place in this town, or soon you won't be in it. And actually, most people would probably like that. If you know, and it's kind of harkens back to many, many, many weeks ago when we talked about it, is when everybody in the army or in the sides kind of find their place, find out who they are, then the battle really can take place, and then everyone will be out of there, gone. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. Learn your place, or soon you won't be in this town. So that's really the way it's going to happen. And Sydney's initial costume looked like Inspector Clouseau. So it was kind of funny with the trench coat and the hat and all that. And he mentioned something about a crack in the mirror. Well, that was kind of funny. And he was saying that we need to tap her phone, GPS her car. And with all that, it was interesting because she always said that she had eyes and ears all over the town. So, I mean, how could you do that to her car and phone and all this and have her not know? So, and end up in her pocket. That was another term coming up over and over. And the Evil Queen, that tree came from a childhood garden. And I remember Snow White also talking about a childhood garden as well. So maybe they share the same tree and that kind of a thing. So again, the Evil Queen is saying she can't leave, but she doesn't belong here. So it's that kind of the doppelganger, the she's kind of stuck and trapped. That's another term she used. So the interesting thing is that he began to fall in love with her at that point. And so the power, what I was thinking was interesting, is the power of granting wishes actually makes you a servant to people. So it's not really a power. It's more of you're a servant. And I don't think, you know, I mean, it's within the story, but I don't know that I've ever really thought about it before till tonight. So I just kind of wrote it down. The diary that the Evil Queen was keeping looked very much like Henry's book. Just the color of it, and maybe not the insignia that was on the front, but it looked very much like that. And the writing inside of it looked very much like the writing that was on Emma's door, and probably also the writing of the dark curse. So, but especially on the door of Emma's door. Let's see here. So, you know, another kind of a little story thread that happens over, and well, sometimes it happens a lot, is you point the man who is the culprit to watch the culprit. So there's probably been a number of Hitchcock movies that have that in it. And that kind of a thing. One of the things that when they had the bug on and they were listening in to Regina's office, she was talking to Ginger. And she said the temperature is not her She's not in charge of the temperature. And I thought it was kind of funny that Ginger is the opposite, the storybook persona of the blind witch. And so the oven heat, it's kind of funny. So when the king, Snow White's father, was talking to Jeannie, he said, you know, find the man, and he handed him the mirror, and then he looked in the mirror. And so it's this idea that the mirror actually revealed who it was, but the king really didn't kind of consider that. And then the old breaks out trick, you know, the old trick of, you know, the cop, you know, that's searching for the bad guy, and then all of a sudden his brakes go out. So it's, anyway, I think that's happened in a million cop dramas. So I thought from the very beginning that Sydney is probably going to be a double crosser. So I wrote it down, but then, yeah, that's what happened. So, I also noticed that there's a lot of boxes in Storybrook and in the fairy tale world. I mean, you've got the heart boxes, you had the box coming in with the mysterious stranger. You've now got the box of, with the snakes in it, and the box that has Henry's book. So there's a lot of boxes everywhere. And I just kind of noticed that tonight. So when the evil queen was talking about the asps, I thought of Cleopatra because she wanted to kill herself with these snakes. And then I remember there was something that Mr. Gold said that love makes you do, I think it was dangerous things or crazy things or something like that, when he was coming out of the forest with the with his briefcase. And so when she was going to have her to commit suicide with these snakes, then that's when Jeannie said, no. There's another way. I'll kill your husband with these snakes. And so it was kind of the old setup of feeling in love with the person, or some kind of, and you wanted to help the person, and then you do the killing for them instead of them either being in danger or whatever. And there's definitely something in Lost about that kind of a thing. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there. It was interesting that Henry lost his book. He had to remember what it said, and he was rewriting it, or at least writing it down, so that he could have something of it to go back to. And it reminded me of, you know, there's a definitely an idea that you want to hide something important, like the Bible or some important book. You want to hide it in your heart and remember it and put it into practice. And it also reminded me of the Book of Eli movie as well. So just the idea of it's not necessarily the book that's important, but it's what's in the book, and it's how you remember it, how you use it, and all this kind of thing. So Sydney was Regina's eyes and ears in Storybrooke. So it was kind of funny that she said, you know, she had eyes and ears everywhere, and it was actually Sydney. And so turns out that was exactly the truth. And then when they had their little meeting, the town meeting, the home in the woods that Regina brought up was actually the playground, turned out. And what I was thinking is maybe when Mr. Gold was digging around, that maybe he found the same point where the Evil Queen's castle was in the forest. And maybe he told her where that was. And then maybe that's where this playground, quote unquote, that she may somehow use as some kind of a portal or connecting point to get to the actual castle for some reason, whatever. So I also noticed that the genie used magic on the snakes. So he kind of, by magic, pushed them and turned them to go kill Snow White's father. And I noticed a payphone in Granny's diner. I don't know. It's kind of just, I noticed that tonight. So And there's another thing that you can kind of notice about these shows is the endings sometimes have a sameness. So in the show before, we see that Snow White can break off a relationship, you know, with and have heartbrokenness and all this. But then her mom can do the same thing, or stepmom can do the same thing. So it's just Snow White and the Evil Queen having the same, you know, breaking off these relationships. And so in effect, either we've seen the, you know, either we've seen what the Evil Queen is so angry about, but we haven't learned what Snow White was involved with it, or it was something else. Maybe it was after, or maybe, well, yeah. So maybe it was before. I have no idea. No idea. But anyway. So now Sydney looks like he's Regina's new squeeze. So anyway, it was pretty cool. And then next week we have the Beauty and the Beast episode to look forward to. So warts and all, this is the first thoughts. So this should get you at least what I've seen. So now you guys can fill in all the rest of the gaps. You know, we're going to be doing some blog posts and different things. So it's time to call in, get your voicemails going, get your emails going, and we will cover the rest of it. So we really appreciate the listeners and folks that call in and email in. It's just, it's really incredible. So anyway, that's it for me. That's all for now. And we will be talking soon. This is probably the shortest show that's ever been done. So anyway, that's it. We'll talk soon. See you later. Bye.